In Northwest News on KPLU, towns along the Snoqualmie River were cut off from each other as water rose to phase 4 levels, indicating major flooding. As KPLU's Monica Spain reports, in Fall City, onlookers are awestruck and perhaps a little nervous about roiling water in their midst.
In the Raging River Cafe, across the street from the Snoqualmie River, owner Kia Gale says the view is positively eerie.
This is the highest I've seen it in quite a while. It's got a lot of force behind it, too. It's traveling rather quickly.
The Snoqualmie River, by some residents' accounts, appears to be 5 times higher than normal. A fence and the local baseball diamond are totally submerged. A small road people use to fish is completely underwater. You wouldn't even know it was there. And the trees?
I had thought they had actually cleared all the logs out with the last rise that we had in the river, but I'm seeing a whole new series of logs going down, so it's got to be touching areas that haven't been touched in a while.
King County officials are closing roads to keep people from driving through standing water. That leaves some, like fourth grader Joe Swanson, looking for other ways to get to school.
We had to go all the way around because we thought it was still going to be open, so we figured we were just going to be a little late. Me and my sister started high-fiving each other and stuff, so.
And so here they are, sipping cocoa, biding time, and avoiding the 2 inches of water in their basement. King County officials say even after the water recedes, roads won't open until they're inspected. Monica Spain, KPLU News.